keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Ella with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Christopher Lee government has appointed Dr. Kirsty Wright to assess Queensland's DNA testing operations following two commissions of inquiry which exposed critical failures. The review aims to ensure justice in DNA evidence cases, address previous shortcomings, and enhance testing efficiency. Federal Court Judge Dr. Annabel Bennett has stated, "We promised Queenslanders, if elected, we would immediately act to address Labor's serious failings to deliver justice for victims of crime, and Dr. Wright's appointment is reflective of this." As Dr. Wright begins her thorough review, stakeholders await possible changes to DNA testing protocols. Also in local news, people are arguing for the reopening of the Tennyson rail line to better service Brisbane's growing population. The Tennyson line switched to freight only in 2011, leaving the four rail lines servicing Brisbane South disconnected and forcing commuters to travel into the city to head west or further south to the Gold Coast. Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has said, "It's expensive to build new rail lines, and if old ones can be activated, then it should be investigated to see if there is demand and if it's feasible." The reopening of the Tennyson lines would allow commuters living as far southwest as Rosewood and Springfield Central to connect to more lines. In national news, a report by Parliament's new support service has revealed 30 alleged serious reports of sexual assault, intimidation and stalking made in just 9 months. There has been a focus on the culture and behaviour inside Parliament House since the former staffer Brittany Higgins alleged she was raped there in 2019. In an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald, Higgins said, "There is still work to be done. Parties across the political spectrum have continued to publicly and privately deal with serious workplace incidents with various success." The annual report from the Parliament House in Canberra states that it handled 339 cases between October 1st, 2023 and June 30, 2024.
In other national news, Australia is facing its largest whooping cough epidemic since the vaccine was created. By November 8, 2024, 41,772 cases were reported, a stark increase from 2,454 in 2023 and 482 in 2022. Dr. Tim Jones, RACGP chair, emphasised, "It's truly shocking. I've never seen numbers like this, a staggering large outbreak. The outbreak disproportionately affects children, with 40% of cases in the 10 to 14 age group, and GPs are urged to prioritise immunising children under 12 and promote booster shots." In international news, Qatar has suspended its mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel on Saturday after growing frustration around the lack of progress on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Qatar told Hamas and Israel it can't continue to mediate as long as there is a refusal to negotiate a deal in good faith. A source has told Nine News that Qatar has warned Hamas it will have to leave if it isn't ready to engage in serious negotiations. However, Qatar is highly likely to return to mediation efforts if both sides show serious political willingness to reach a deal. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a very high chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you.
Round Table Coffee. Great coffee.